The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Democrats weren't nearly as interesting as the Republicans over the weekend, and the Democrats didn't seem to mind that a bit. More after this from Charlie. So, how did you spend your weekend? The Republicans spent the weekend pretty much lighting the internet on fire with insults.
Maybe we'll make the libel laws also so we can sue lying politicians, you know, because...
Donald Trump likes to sue people. He should sue whoever did that to his face.
Almost took the place of football. The Democrats were on the field too, but basically invisible. Hillary Clinton's landslide in South Carolina over the weekend seemed to ruin the suspense. It even left Bernie Sanders sounding gobsmacked.
We did really, really badly with older African American voters. I mean, we got decimated.
Mrs. Clinton got nearly 90% of the African American vote in South Carolina. In fact, the black turnout for her was higher than it was for Barack Obama in 2008. But Sanders certainly wasn't about to give up.
I believe we have a lot of momentum. You know, sometimes the media says, well, this state had an election. It's the end of the campaign. It is not. We have dozens of more states to go. We're feeling good about the future.
He was campaigning hard in Oklahoma, where polling shows him very close to Clinton on Super Tuesday. But judging by the polling in the other Super Tuesday states, Tuesday's not going to be a good day for Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton's support is hovering around 60% in Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, and Virginia, and is about the same in Michigan, which votes next week, and Florida, which votes the week after that. And you could tell that Mrs. Clinton was no longer focusing on Bernie Sanders.
See, I believe that America is great right now. What we need is to be whole.
Not the kind of line that's going to get a lot of clicks, but somehow, I don't think she minds. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.